I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show at 7:07. Okay, so turns out this is way less confusing than we originally thought. Go to radioalice.com. It's your final way to win your way into one of these incredible grand prize two-night stays at the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa. That's the bottom line here. The final grand prize package for the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show pool party is available to people who enter at radioalice.com. It's an indulgent two-night stay at the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa. And it's up for grabs. You have to fill out an entry form. And that's basically it. You go on there, you fill out the entry form. You're entered to win. All the rules are up there. The whole deal. If you don't want to sit by your phone waiting all day. Because I think we're only doing these through the end of the week. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
So 9, 11, 1, 3, and 5. Here on the Alice, you can win tickets to the Secret Show and the pool party and potentially win that day's grand prize. This is for the final grand prize package, which will be announced, it looks like Monday. I'm not seeing it, but you have to be over 21.
Okay, Monday of the week
it,
we're
Sarah.
Going?
Yeah.
That's not it. Did you mention the fact that there's actual 150 tickets?
No.
At Radio Alice, that's why this is all confusing.
Well, I'm not seeing this.
Go to radioalice.com. You need to go to the Pajama Llama pool party. I don't know, posting that's on there. And not only you could enter to win the final grand prize, but you also get to enter.
Oh, I see. Get free tickets to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show pool party. Click here.
Right.
Oh, well, that's so easy.
It is pretty easy. 150 of them?
Yeah, so there's basically 75 pairs.
Oh, geez. Whew. That's a big party.
We're going off.
Oh, we're going crazy. Oh, I didn't realize.
It's a fun night. So.
There's some really fun pictures when you go to that site, radioalice.com. There's fun pictures of the past years.
Yeah.
And there, I know, you go, wow, that's a lot of people. But then you look at all the people, and everyone's just having a good time, and there are a lot of people.
There, yeah. I mean, so this, we're looking at 200 people, all the things we've given away on the air and everything.
Yeah, probably closer to 3.
Oh, Jesus. 100? God, that's a ton of people.
And
none of those people are going to show up the next morning because they're all going to be partied out.
Ow.
So on Thursday of next week, because this is all happening Wednesday of next week, we're going to go up to Sonoma, we're going to do the secret show, and then we're going to do the pool party. And then all those people are going to continue to rage while us good little doobies go off to bed because we got a show to do the next morning.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing our show live from the Fairmont, Sonoma, Mission Inn. There's a big tent out front. And the next morning from 6 to 9, we'll just be doing our regular show.
Mm-hmm.
Please come to that. That is open to all ages. There's breakfast. There's some coffee. Even if you can just stop by for a minute and say hello, or if you want to camp out and do the whole show, I guarantee you 99% of the people who are at the Secret Show pool party the night before are going to be in no shape to be there at 6 in the morning, and we're going to need to fill that place. So please, if you're in the area and you'd like to come to a live broadcast,
just
we'd love to have you.
Just got a text from promotions. You can direct people to Allison's Instagram story as well. It's super easy. Link is up, and... they've already moved 35 tickets. So, again, there's only 150 tickets.
Oh, so you're saying they're just giving these, like, go there
free.
Right this second. They're going to be gone in 5 minutes.
Exactly. So, Alice Instagram, they put up a little story. So you can click on there, swipe it, click on there for your tickets.
Oh.
These are going to be gone in 2 minutes.
You have to be over 21, everybody. Over 21. Pajama Llama Ding Dong Pool Party. If you love llamas, woo, have we got a party for you. Seriously. Okay, Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Carlson Subaru in Redwood City, home to real deals for over 40 years and the June sales event, which is on now. That's Carlson Subaru and CarlsonSubaru.com. Here is the full page ad that the Golden State Warriors ran in the Toronto Star, I believe it was. Yeah, the Toronto Star. Classy. It's nice. A big congratulatory way to go, Toronto. Full page ad.
I've seen this before, and the truth is, I love it. I absolutely love it. I know the paper is sort of one of those weird things that people don't necessarily look at. It gets around, though, sure. And you get to know. But
you
I've seen
go to the site, whatever.
I've seen players do this, too, where a player who's been traded or even just got a new deal somewhere else writes an, sort of a love letter to the city he's leaving. Mm. Like, thanks for the support. My family and I have, you know, that kind of
sure.
stuff. It's really a classy move. I love it.
It is. I totally agree. So that aired, that ran in yesterday's paper. Yesterday was when they did their big celebration. This went horribly wrong.
The celebration.
The
did.
Celebration. So there was a parade, as you might expect.
Now, I didn't pay close attention because I'm not a Raptors fan and I'm still stinging. But
oh, sorry about it.
Right. I'd heard about the event you're going to tell us about, but I'd also heard the whole country showed up. Like it was, yeah. It was massively attended.
Well, there's only, I want to say there's like 30 million people in all of Canada. Can you see what the population of
That's
Canada
right.
is?
That's right. It is 30 million.
And I'm pretty sure like a million and a half of them showed up, which is everyone who could get there in time. The people who didn't live up in the mountains, you know, right. The people who didn't live in the Yukon or wherever. I'm not sure where that is. It sounds Canadian, though, doesn't it? The people in Saskatoon, made it, like, Toronto was overrun. So it started as a really fun day. There's a parade. There's all day, a day-long run of festivities. And then someone started shooting.
Oh.
So thousands of fans were sent scrambling. Shots rang out during the parade.
Why were they shooting?
Because they suck. Sucky-ass people, I guess. Mm. I don't know why people do this, but it was more
like,
than
was
one
it
person.
A woo-hoo?
No, it was a woohoo, I'm shooting you.
Rage.
Like, people got shot.
Did you, have you guys, okay, let me ask you a question, just a quick aside. Mm-hmm. Has nothing to do with this mm-hmm. particular. I remember being a kid in Southern California, little kid, and in a town where it's a town. It's like a regular suburb. Mm-hmm. And all around Southern California, on 4th of July, late at night, people would go out and shoot guns out off into the air. Did you ever see that?
Yeah.
You did?
I did.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever see
no.
that?
Not that I know of. I guess I would have assumed that they were. I lived out in cow country, though. Like,
well, that's why I think they'd do it more there. I was
right,
surprised
so if they
did
do it, at least it didn't come down into someone's house.
Right.
The whole what goes
that.
Up must come down
right.
is
yeah.
the thing. I guess if you shot it out over the ocean, maybe a poor fish gets in the way of it. Mm.
Okay, so that my thought process was, were these people shooting into the sky to celebrate, or yeah. were these people shooting at people?
Well, if they were doing that, it's incredibly stupid to do that over a crowd of people. No, what it sounds like is these people...
Tickets are gone.
Oh, okay. Well, keep listening to the station. It's the only way to win your way in now. Toronto PD is confirming two suspects at least are in custody. I had read in another source three mm-hmm. are. After a shooting took place at Nathan Phillips Square in Toronto during the parade. According to law enforcement, two firearms were also recovered. Two victims have been identified. Cops say the injuries, and actually last I heard was four people have been shot. No one, they don't think anyone's going to die of their injuries, but they are serious.
So this was a fight?
I don't know, Vin. Terrifying footage shows people scrambling, trying to carry their loved ones away from the chaotic scene. Some thought the shooting may have been connected to another shooting at the nearby Eaton Center Mall, but these two events have not yet officially been connected. Obviously, they're investigating this. And listen, this is the first I'm hearing of this was this morning. I didn't see this yesterday. So I'm sure that they'll flesh this story out
yeah.
and we'll get all the details. According to witnesses, many of the injuries... that happened in the freaking stampede to get the hell away from the people with the guns.
Oh, right.
Law enforcement said medics were transporting several patients, including a Toronto police officer, injured by the fleeing crowd. The parade continued. Once they, I guess, got the... You
really?
Know, yes. They were not letting anything stop their day of celebration. The parade continued along its route after the shooting. And still culminated with Drake taking the stage to perform his new tracks that he wrote.
And he gave a speech.
Well, we're not going to listen to that. Listen, okay. Our goodwill is only going so far.
All right.
Well, come on, eh? That's not good sportsmanship. Before singing, Drake talked to the crowd about spreading love instead of violence.
Yeah.
It's unclear how it's going to affect any of the festivities going forward. But they were like, F you, the parade continues, and all the other stuff that we had planned for the day.
Wow.
I know. So, yeah, Drake was there, of course. You know what I heard is that he was not in Oakland for game
six
because he was advised not to be. They said, look, we cannot guarantee anybody's
security. Wow.
Well, and I didn't do the story because it doesn't. Here it is. Alameda County Sheriff's Office will likely recommend charges against the Raptors president.
Oh, yeah. So
from what went
happened?
Down on the court. I don't know because I went to bed.
Like, yeah, what happened?
It was over and I left.
Okay, so what I saw yesterday, Vinny, on the news, what's the president's name?
Masai Ujiri allegedly pushed a deputy at the NBA Finals and is expected to be handed over this week to the Alameda County District Attorney's Office.
Oh, wow.
So I think he wasn't sitting on the floor or in a particular area where you have to have credentials, you know, around your neck or whatever. And he was, and then went over to go hug his people. And an off-duty deputy who was serving as security person kept going, where's your credentials?
You can't get on the floor.
And he, you know, in excitement and look who I am, pushed the deputy.
The deputy accuses Ujiri of shoving and hitting him in the face.
Oh.
The sheriff's office will likely recommend charges against him.
Well, good. You know, get yourself some credentials if you're going to go down onto the floor.
That's trippy because this guy is the toast of the NBA right now. Uh-huh. Leading up to that moment, he built a team that finally got it done in Toronto. And Washington, D.C., they're the Wizards now, they were offering him all the money to come do it for them.
Oh, wow.
Like, he's the hot guy right now. And now he's going to have to report to the sheriff's office in Alameda.
Oh, yikes.
Misdemeanor battery is the charge.
Oh, it'll probably get dropped.
Yeah, I'm sure they're going to figure it out. He'll pay a fine. Alameda will be psyched.
Yeah. All right.
Get some money. So Drake, of course, was at this thing. He went down the parade route, and I guess someone hucked a beer at him.
Oh.
And he caught it and drank it.
That is a Gronk.
Yeah.
That's a Gronk.
Yeah.
He pulled a Gronk. Good for him.
Oh, don't tell him that.
Ask him a speech if you want to hear it.
I don't want to.
Great. We don't have to.
We don't want to.
Yeah, we don't want to.
And I'm sorry. My apologies and sorrow to Meek Mill. I feel terrible for you. He bet $200,000 on the Warriors to win.
Oh, darn.
Oh, God. That's a down for a new house. What are you doing?
Dude, in some places, that is a new house.
Well, not here.
No.
I mean, come on.
But in Toronto, you know.
All right. Good point. Point taken.
Hunger
Games.
He's
worth $14 million.
Oh, I guess he'll be all right. So The Hunger Games is a series of books that was made into a series of movies.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved the books.
Me too.
I think I watched the first and second movie and was like, I don't need to watch any more of this.
I fell off.
Yeah.
The movies. They didn't do it for me at all.
I didn't mind the first one. I thought it was okay. And then the second one, I just went, okay. I guess I don't need to watch any more of these. So Suzanne Collins is the one who wrote the books. And I really, really loved the books. I thought they were good. I liked her whole concept of this sort of post-something. Something had happened and divided America into Pan Am, I think it was the name of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was divided into districts. There was the Capital District where I think all the rich people live there. And everybody else sort of works in their district to support the Capital. It's bleak. It's a dystopian future. And it takes place around the time of the 75th Hunger Games. So now Suzanne Collins is like, you know what else is interesting? What happened around the 10th Hunger Games? So she's going back in time and she's going to write a prequel. And they've already got a movie deal ready to go for this. But the book is supposed to come out May of next year. I don't have any release on the movie, but the book itself is going to come out in about a year. The action is set 64 years before the original Hunger Games. So obviously no Jennifer Lawrence in that. The 10th Hunger Games are what's going to happen. But I think what it's going to do is have a little bit more of the, because 10 years in is pretty fresh. And I'm sure there'll be more of how they're setting
what
this
led
whole
to that?
Thing. Right. What actually led to the breakup of the country. So they actually say,
I mean, I don't know. They say, as fans of the novel know, the eventual winner of the 10th annual games was Griffin Naismith from District 2. I was like, no, I didn't know that. But I guess maybe they had a list of all the winners. Anyway, she said, the Reconstruction period, 10 years after the war, commonly referred to as the Dark Days, as the country of Pan Am struggles back to its feet, provides fertile ground for characters to grapple with these questions and thereby define their views of humanity. So a book and a movie, if you can't get enough Hunger Games, don't worry.
I know you've mentioned this already, but Jennifer Lawrence is going to be playing Elizabeth Holmes. She's in the actual film about her. It's going to be coming up next year.
The lady from the...
Yeah, the woman who stole all the money for the venture
Theranos?
Capital.
Yeah,
Theranos.
I think it's Theranos.
The film is going to be called Bad Blood.
Oh, yeah, we did mention that. And the internet was saying she got married. A secret wedding over the weekend.
I read that, too.
Congratulations.
Well, that guy can't testify against her. That's one. Taylor Swift, she'd, I guess, been hyping the celebrities in her star-studded You Need to Calm Down video. And she kept the one name under wraps. I think we wound up saying it yesterday. I'm not going to worry about it. Look, if you haven't seen the Taylor Swift video, you need to go look at it. It's cute. Her former nemesis, Katy Perry, is at the very end. And it was a surprise for us when we sat and watched it. We're like, oh my, is that Katy Perry dressed as a hamburger? Not the first time she'd worn that outfit either. Yeah. It turns out she not only wore that chandelier outfit to the Met Gala this year, but she wore the hamburger one too. So the surprise was partially spoiled by a rumor over the weekend claiming that the two of them would kiss in the video. Taylor denied it at the time, but that rumor wasn't all that far off. At the end of the video, Taylor's dressed as French fries, Katie's dressed as a hamburger, and they come together in the midst of all this sort of chaotic partying that's happening, and there's a quiet moment between the two of them, and Taylor lays her head down on the top of the hamburger bun.
Mm-hmm.
It's very sweet.
Is it, though?
It's kind of sweet.
I think it's awful that they fought in public the way they did. Like, what are you doing?
Mm.
I don't get what that...
You stole my dancers. I'm going to be fighting about it.
Oh,
I'm going to write songs about it.
So
Taylor
small.
Lays her head on Katie, but it's not romantic because they're both wearing enormous fast food costumes. So even though the song and video are meant to be an anthem for the LGBT community... What's it? Can you give me all the letters and numbers again?
Oh, man.
For crying
find
out
that
loud.
Again. I want to be.
A lot.
I want a GLAAD award.
It's a lot.
LGBTIP2SQQAPKA.
That's right, people. That's what it is.
KA is kinky and allies.
We're the allies. So it's not really a straight up lesbian thing at all. Taylor herself has said it's a metaphor for two people who belong together, people who are a perfect pair. Katie joked, "This meal is beef." Free. Get it? They don't have a beef anymore. Taylor and Katie had been beefing for years before making up last year when Katie sent an actual olive branch to Taylor, as in, look, here's my peace offering. In an interview with BBC Radio 1, Taylor said, "We've been on really good terms for a while, but I don't think either of us knew if we were going to talk about it publicly." She said, Taylor said she approached Katie about doing the video and Katie was into it, saying, "I'd love for us to be a symbol of redemption and forgiveness." By the way, Ryan Reynolds makes a very quick cameo
that.
In the video. And Taylor tried to tag him, but she tagged some other Ryan Reynolds. And that guy's having a ball with it. The other Ryan Reynolds. Let's see. In case you missed it, I'm just going to really quickly mention this again. Gloria Vanderbilt passed yesterday, and there was a lot of talk on TV and radio yesterday about it. Fashion designer Gloria Vanderbilt died yesterday after a battle with stomach cancer at the age of 95. Anderson Cooper is her son, and he issued a statement saying she was an extraordinary woman who loved life and lived it on her own terms. She helped pioneer the designer jeans craze in the 70s. They say she was the first one to really put curves into jeans, that they had sort of been based on the male form to that point. That if you were going to wear jeans, although I find it hard to believe because in the 60s, people were in bell-bottoms, like the hip-hugger bell-bottoms.
True.
Well, but they say she
like
she
dittos,
made them,
yeah. Right.
During her craze, dittos, Sassoon was Sassoon. Another big one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh la la, Sassoon.
So I don't know who was first. Whatever.
Yeah,
I mean, she passed away. Let's give her the...
Sure. We'll give it to
take
her.
Take the crown
the
with
one.
You on
she's
your
the
way to heaven.
Curvy one.
Good for you. Wait. Oh, me.
Sure.
How much does a guy? How much jail time does a guy get for running people over on purpose?
Oh.
After these.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Our email address is Sarah or Vinny at RadioAlice.com. Hello, Alice team, writes Brett. I'm a very long-term listener, first time reaching out. I want to thank all of you at Alice for the laughs and internal car conversations I've had since first listening to you in 1997. I am moving out of the Bay Area to Colorado in the next week, and I've been thinking about some of the things. Move, bitch. Been thinking about some of the things I'll miss, and your radio show is number one on that list. My car radio is always tuned into 97.3, and hopefully the knob's been ripped off. And I would listen as I would drive my kids to school. And yes, they were too young for your show, but I considered it education. My oldest is 30 and still remembers the Alice group and, in fact, has a great memory of meeting Vinny at the Nike store during some sort of promotional event. He was about 10 at the time, and Vinny gave him a pair of snow boots. He was starstruck. You are also freaking hilarious. I wish you continued success with your show. Peace out. Brett, radio.com. It's an app.
We're in Colorado now.
We're everywhere. Anywhere you are, you can listen to us. There's no need for us to break up. Please don't break up without us.
That's what the app's for. It's to undercut us from ever seeing a syndication dime.
That's right.
Come on.
Come on. You might as well get on that gravy train.
Get in on it.
Right. So there you go. That's just a nice note from a longtime listener.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Tahoe Blue Vodka.
Oh, Tahoe Blue Vodka.
Right. I can hear her screaming
from
the office.
Let's drink some.
Tahoe Blue Vodka.
Yes, have it every single day. No hangovers ever.
Ooh.
That is all.
All right.
Yummy.
Tahoe Blue Vodka.
It's refreshing.
And delicious and no hangovers ever. That is all.
Incredible.
Here's what's happening. Bay Area temps on the rise. Looks like we'll see temps in the 90s in the inland East Bay today. Right. And then cooling again, and then in the 70s for the weekend.
All right.
Looking good.
Weekend sounds beautiful.
Warm and sunny. So, hot today, though, if you're in the East Bay.
Sounds good.
90s, not bad, though. 105, that's too
bad.
Much.
Right. 112, horrible.
Keep
Unlivable.
That. Take that and never come back with it.
Yeah, ever. Nice. I'm feeling hot, hot, hot.
You can watch Bryn dance on this show at RadioAlice.com.
Feeling hot, hot, hot.
So there is, I don't know if you call it a syndrome, an affliction,
an ailment,
disease.
What is it?
It's known as Mad City Pedestrian.
Oh. Hmm.
Mad City Pedestrian walks around and makes stinky faces at all people driving. Yeah. I'm
walks
walking
super
here.
Slow, too.
Walks really slow. Doesn't even look.
Right.
Just looking at his phone, walking out into the intersection.
And yet this story, well, it's one of the reasons for Mad City Pedestrian. There's a 23-year-old guy named Eli Aldinger.
Oh.
From Bothell, Washington. Back in April of last year, he was driving to work and intentionally drove his Toyota Camry into two people who were crossing the street. Just drove into them.
Oh.
He told the cops he was, quote, trying to get out of going to work.
Well, I bet he did.
He said he worked in a school cafeteria and he hated the direction his life has taken, and his answer was to run two people over.
Did he kill them?
No, both people he hit survived, even though he was going between 35 and 40 miles per hour when he ran them over.
Oh, my God.
He even intentionally sped up as he saw them in the intersection to make sure he got them.
What a horrible person.
I know. So, I now ask you to grab your gavel. He was in court last month, pled guilty to three different assault charges. No one died. but he purposefully ran two people down.
Two randoms.
Just trying to have a day. Mm-hmm. They were trying to get to where they needed to go, and he ended that for them, at least for the day. Probably more than that as they had to recover.
Yeah.
How much time should he get in jail? Because I've got the answer here.
He gets zero. He gets tied to the front of the car and driven into a brick wall. I mean, isn't that Vinny justice? That is unforgivable. There's no need in society for someone like that. And frankly, I don't want to pay for him being in jail the rest of his life. Please tell me he got at least 20 years. Please, I'm begging you.
He didn't get 20 years. He did get 14 years.
Oh, more than I thought.
Oh, really?
Oh, he'll get out for good behavior.
I was thinking 3 to 6.
Make him work in the jail cafeteria.
He needs some mental health care.
Dude, he needs a lobotomy. He needs to be tied to the front of a car and slammed into a wall. Oh, I hate that person so
much.
What
bothers me about this is the same thing.
I just picture my kids crossing the street.
And I understand how accidents happen. Maybe you're texting and shouldn't be. Maybe you're not paying attention. But whatever, accidents happen. But the person who's the victim in an accident was just having their day.
Yep.
Like, I was just sitting there at that stoplight and dude behind me rams me. Dude, I'm trying to get to the beach boardwalk. Would you knock it off? Right. Like, you know.
We both have kids in the car.
I got stuff to do. I don't have time for your mistakes. In this case, the guy purposefully ran down two people who were also just trying to have their days. Mm-hmm. And this guy's dissatisfaction with the direction his life was taking almost kills them, or at least could have.
Right.
You know, that's
absolutely
one of those, depending on how your head hits the cement.
Mm. Right.
You do you roll out of it, or do you body slam and crack your nut for good? Like, you know.
He's it's a miracle that they both survived being hit by a car at 35, 40 miles an hour.
I'm not saying jail time in the 14-year range is nothing, but if he's going to get out early on good behavior,
right,
then what's
this
good behavior? Sitting still?
Right.
Not causing a fight?
Ugh. How's that? And then you wonder...
Really changed the direction of his
why
life,
why is that pedestrian
sure
giving me such a bad look? I'm just sitting here. Sheesh. Mm. You know where it happens, too? Right out here.
Right out here. It's so hard.
You ever
see
that?
There's like a convergence of all these different places that are, because there's some thing that comes down to your left, one that comes down to your right, one,
crazy,
the ones that come across the street. Sometimes the sun is shining right at us, and I go to take a right, and I realize, oh my God, there's someone coming across the street as I'm turning across that crosswalk. Oh, so sorry. And then they just hate you. Meanwhile, I'm like, I'm going 1 mile an hour. I'm trying to be careful here.
This spot. Thank God they made that a stop sign.
Oh,
there.
No.
Exactly.
That's life changing. That stop sign is great.
It used to be worse. I used to just sit there and go, all right, across the street and hope for that. Hope for the best.
We used to hear the accidents all the time.
At least once a month, look out the window. And
there'd be people yelling at each other
in
the
intersection. Even crossing the street there is so frightening.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
How about a fast fact?
Fast facts. I love fast facts.
Marlon Wayans,
one of the Wayans brothers,
was supposed to play Robin in Batman Returns back in 1992.
Really?
That's the one with Michael Keaton and Danny DeVito as the Penguin.
Who played Robin?
They ended up cutting the character.
Oh.
But he still gets paid residuals for the movie.
Wow.
Really? That's a good deal.
I don't understand, but okay.
So maybe he actually cut the part? Like he actually
it sounds like he did
filmed it, and then they cut him out.
They paid him $100,000 for just being in the not being in the film,
not being in the film.
And now he still gets residuals. Oh, that's delicious. Batman, 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 Batman. What did he? Wow, that's great.
That's so weird.
That is great. Sometimes we get a check. What do we get a check quarterly from Flight for like $17 or something?
Yeah. Oh, you must be rolling in it from Cars.
Oh, no, I get like $30 every quarter.
Get the hell out.
Yeah.
Cars has a land. Cars, I watch Cars.
I wish I got, I think I have more lines in Flight than I do in Cars.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
We got a big check the first time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the first check was nice. And then I think the second and third checks were actually pretty good, too, because it was released in theaters and
yeah,
you know,
I just
a lot
watched
of tickets.
It last week.
No, I get more than I get for Flight, but I don't get...
Hey,
it's never $100.
Are you Doc Hudson? thanks for the call. Thanks for the tip.
Thanks for the tip.
That's you.
Yeah, that's an exchange I have with Paul Newman in a movie.
Right.
You know. Yeah.
I just watched it.
And I'm Corey Turbowitz reporting
you guys.
From the scene.
This is Sarah. Listen.
Hi. It's me, Corey Turbowitz.
Isn't that
I have my
neat?
Own little car.
I can't believe that's not paying you like in the thousands.
Oh, no.
Really?
Yeah. Probably all told, I've made 1,000.
Huh.
Maybe a little more. What do we get? Because we got a day rate. We got a decent voiceover day rate, right?
We did, yeah. Well, whatever the minimum was, we got that.
Right.
It's just because the
because they have to pay
playing.
You.
Well, yeah. It's an honor to get to do it.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding
at
me?
All.
Listen up, Pixar. I want to do another one. And so does Vinny. And so does everyone else on this show. If you ever need a gang of kids to come and, you know, be yelling in the background in one of your movies, we'd love to.
Oh, my God. I'll yell so loud they'll hear me from your studio when the movie's playing.
We had such a good time there that day, too. It was great. Such a great day. I'll never forget it.
We're reviewing Toy Story 4 this week, everyone.
Oh.
You better not pan it. How could you?
Impossible.
Everyone, I just
Rin
watched.
Was gushing about it.
Was he?
I wasn't gushing.
Were you?
Yeah, you were.
It was me. I was gushing.
He was gushing.
No, over at my house on Friday, you were talking about it.
Oh, I said a few things.
What did you say?
I wouldn't call it gushing. So
I was a little gushy.
Way to exaggerate.
Mushy.
Asics running shoes are made by a Japanese company, but the name is an acronym for a Latin phrase, anima sana in corpore sano, which means a healthy soul in a healthy body.
Oh.
Asics.
That is actually very nice.
I guess. I mean, kind of, right?
Very. A healthy soul and a healthy body. Who could ask for more than that?
Domino's in Japan just came out with a New Yorker pizza. It's an extra large 16-inch pizza with over 2 pounds of cheese on it.
You know, I'm sorry, but I think you're missing the point of the New York pizza.
That's more than double and probably triple the amount of cheese on a normal 16-inch pizza.
That's a ridiculous amount. Look, go to New York. Domino's. Have one of the pizzas there you get right on the street, you buy a slice. It's not about how much cheese is on it. It's about the way the sauce tastes and how thin the crust
is.
The
whole thing.
It's like a big bed sheet. It just hangs over your hands.
We made pizzas again on Sunday.
Oh yeah, in your little machine?
So good. Yeah.
What's that thing called?
Uni. We've been having trouble with it because we're not getting the right mix of pellets. So it smokes instead of lights, and it takes a while, and then we're like, shut the windows upstairs. It's, oh, my God.
Oh.
So how does it end up tasting?
Oh, the pizza is so good. You just got to get the temperature right. It's
you
supposed
know,
to cook fast.
We got big stones for our grill, and we just do them on the grill now.
Oh,
and
you do?
And it takes like 3 minutes, and it works great. You got to heat the stones up for a really long time. They have to be super hot. But it's just easier than having to control a fire.
Well, whatever works. It's pizza.
Yeah.
If you get it right.
Can we make another one? I need more pizza. And I certainly don't want 2 pounds of cheese on it.
No.
Like Domino's.
Don't ruin my pizza with over-cheesing
it. Swing and a miss.
Summer's here. The 10 best and worst states for a summer road trip in 2019. Can you pick the best road trip in America?
Is it Route 66?
Well, you're saying best and worst state, so you're saying an in-state road trip?
Yeah, California. You're saying a state?
California's got to have the best.
California's not on the list for best or worst.
Oh,
wait a minute.
You got to be kidding me.
Are you saying a state?
I'm saying a state.
Oh, I'm going to say Wyoming.
Wyoming had the top spot last year and just got beat out by North Carolina.
North Carolina? What's going on there?
I don't know, but Yellowstone's in Wyoming.
Wyoming's cool. I drove through there, and that's where I got a ticket on my way to come see you. Wyoming is beautiful, but it's also the same, just like Nebraska, it's the same damn view the whole way. So I guess if you get off 80,
there must be pretty places.
There's probably cool places. And I think very highly of Wyoming. Like, I bet you could get a really nice house there and retire and be pretty happy.
Wyoming.
Except you wouldn't have
harsh
neighbors,
winters, right?
The same way we're used to, so that would be an issue.
Oh, so in North Carolina they have the Blue Ridge Mountains. That's what they're saying.
That's
pretty.
Blue Ridge Mountains.
Is it
not better than Big Sur? Big Sur is like you can drive down there. California should be on the list.
Huh. Yeah, well, California's yeah. not on the list.
Well,
but
it's ridiculous.
You know what? California's
you can see everything here.
Crowded. Yeah. Lots of traffic.
It's true.
So here's your list. North Carolina, Wyoming, Minnesota. Virginia, Texas.
Texas is not that great.
And dusty.
Texas sucks.
New York, Louisiana, Oregon.
It's pretty.
Utah and Wisconsin. There you go.
All right.
If you're looking to make a road trip, Rhode Island's like at the top of the list of the worst because it's only 30 miles across.
Yeah, it's not very big.
You're already through it.
Yep.
Plus and into the next place. Plus it's what?
It's just Rhode Island. There's nice parts of Providence, actually. Like, the east side is really
pretty. You're from there.
Yeah, I was born in Rhode Island. But it's it sucks there. It's like the armpit of Massachusetts. Oh. Sorry, Rhode Island. You know what I'm talking about, though.
Is that where you said all the ugly people are?
No, that's Maine.
Oh, Maine.
Yeah. So nobody good looking in Maine.
Our text number is 800.
Nice people. Really nice people. Great people. There's, you know.
Maine gave us one of my favorite writers.
Not good looking, though. Admit it.
I don't want to talk about him that way. I like him a lot. You know how much pleasure Stephen King has brought me?
Listen.
How much?
You and I both.
So much.
I love Stephen
King.
He looks like a serial killer. Come on.
Right.
But haven't you read, like, least 30 books by the guy?
At least. I actually think the only things I haven't read by him, he wrote a couple play things, and he wrote a thing on writing, and then he's written some, like, nonfiction-y stuff that I haven't read. But I've read... don't you feel like you've read pretty much everything you've
yeah.
written?
Yeah. So what is that? 50 books?
Easily.
Yeah. Aww. I do like him a lot.
Yeah. I think he's great. No, I wish him well. I'm not saying... It doesn't make you a bad person if you're not good looking. You know, don't tie your self-worth to your looks.
It's fading.
Right. Poor people in Maine.
What's fading?
Your looks. Remember that old lady in Game of Thrones when she took off her necklace? We're all heading that way, everybody.
We are that way.
Yeah, we're there, Hooman. We
Are
need
we?
Those necklaces now. Forget taking them off. Get me one, quick.
Anyway, 800-400-3697. Here's a couple texts.
All right.
Oh, please don't text and drive, okay? Yeah. I just got tickets. I'm not a drinker and love my sleep. See you at the regular show.
All right.
Fantastic.
Why aren't you saying the date of the Sonoma Mission event? The ad doesn't say either. When is it?
Next Wednesday. A week from tomorrow. The 26th.
And they could still sign up at RadioAlice.com for the other grand prize trip. Right. Okay.
And on the 27th, in the morning, during our regular time we're broadcasting our show, we're doing a show live from there that is open to the public. There's breakfast. Please come by for as long as... This is the 27th Thursday of next week.
After...
Yeah, we're doing it live.
408 Thank says, you. After listening to Vinny's van being hit
Minivan.
Again story, I edited that out. Thank
I figured.
You.
I figured that you did.
I was most impressed on how Vinny didn't let that affect his day at all. And instead, he focused on having a great time with Isla. Life lesson right there. What a great dad and attitude on life. And both of you yelling the F word. Hilarious. Love all you guys. Thanks
you
for sharing your lives.
You have an excellent dad-itude.
With us on Alice. That's not the normal me. The normal me would go, well, this day's ruined.
Yeah, but...
The only reason I rallied is because of that kid back there, and I had already promised her she was getting to the boardwalk.
And you taught her some new words.
That was really... I didn't mean to say that word.
Of course you didn't.
It came flying out of my mouth when I got hit by that car.
She won't mean to say it either.
The fact that she said it was... It was like her trying on a dirty word.
It's funny.
You know what I mean?
Nothing funnier than a little kid swearing.
No, it wasn't funny.
Mm, it's pretty funny.
Did you guys read what Vinny's fiance wrote about him on her Instagram?
Yeah.
Oh, you did?
I didn't read it.
I'll read it live. Is it okay if I do it live?
Yeah, do it live.
Do it live! Mm.
So this is Vinny's fiance. If you want to follow her, it's HRYUP Chrisella.
Chrisarella.
I don't like that.
Just all right, go to Vinny's thing, and we all follow her.
Anyway,
doesn't approve.
Hurry up.
Anyway, she wrote. Isla says she has a picture of Vin with the other kid. Isla
no,
says,
that's Isla.
Oh, that's Isla.
That's Isla when Isla was a baby. Yeah.
Damn. All right. Isla says, as we were driving down the road, I have the best dad in the whole world. Mom, you picked a good man.
Mm.
Happy Father's Day, Vin Hassan.
You picked a good man, Chrisarella. Coming up in the celebrity trash, we're going to start with...
Crunch.
We'll do the Billboard charts that didn't come out yesterday. I don't know why they're so... I mean, they have one job, update your charts, right? So we'll figure that out after this.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.